There's a picture on the Hartford Police Department Facebook page, and it shows graffiti on a local school wall. The graffiti reads, "Americans for Trump," spelled with three Ks. The police department is asking the community for help with any leads to find out who did it. But as VPR's Rebecca Sinanis reports, the rhetoric on the Facebook thread is reflecting a wide range of reactions as the 2016 election draws near.
KKK, in black spray-painted letters on the facade of an elementary school, is hardly the only form of racially charged speech to come out of this election cycle. The spray-painted words in Hartford have been washed away by the Dothan Brook Elementary School, but not before the community tried to decipher the message. One Facebook commenter speculates the culprit is a Hillary Clinton operative trying to make Trump supporters look bad. Recently, there have been similar accusations about violence incited at a Chicago rally. Donald Trump spoke about it at the final presidential debate on Wednesday night.
They hired people, they paid them $1,500, and they're on tape saying, be violent, cause fights, do bad things.
On the other side of the aisle, one Facebook commenter suspects that the vandal is, quote, one of those deplorables, a reference to a Hillary Clinton speech made earlier this fall. Phil Kasten, chief of the Hartford Police Department, says the person who wrote the message was probably just some kid.
The graffiti has referenced certainly the election, along with many other things that appear to be the ramblings of juveniles that are engaged in youthful mischief, but unfortunately has caused a significant amount of damage.
This is the second instance of this type of political vandalism to happen in the town this month. And miles away in Mississippi, on the same day, 50 bullets were shot into an Emmett Till memorial. Linda Fowler is a political science professor at Dartmouth College. She says that according to surveys, this election has spurred a racialization of the political parties.
One of the things we're seeing is that attitudes towards race in terms of whether people think that racism is still a problem in the society. For people who think it is, those white voters are migrating to the Democratic Party. And for those people who think race is no longer an issue in this country, they tend to be migrating to the Republican Party.
To be clear, Fowler does not think that all Republicans or all Democrats follow this model. But the trend is there. And with 2.5 weeks until the country picks its new president, Vermont is not immune to the nation's conversation about racism and skepticism. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.